But I don't think people fully understand what this is going to be. It's in the freaking title, folks. What if? This is not going to factor into... Yes, I realize the multiverse is a thing. Hello, Nerdy Legion. It's a good round episode today. Before we do this, if you are not already, I know most of my listeners here on the Nerdy Legion are already subscribed, and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you very, very much. It is because of you I'm going to be able to add some more content to this feed, hopefully very soon, but I do need your help on a couple of things. We'll get into that in the housekeeping. Either way, thank you very much, nerds, for showing up and listening to the Nerd News. As brought to you by me, Dustin, generally nerdy. This is Comic Talk Today. The show is Comic Talk Headlines. We are on the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Let's get into housekeeping. Okay, nerds, housekeeping to take care of. This is as we come into Comic-Con season, and as Denver Comic-Con has been purchased by a separate entity that is not Pop Culture Classroom, I'm in need of your help, good listeners and viewers. So I need to push social media. I was gonna try and be subtle about this and be like, hey, just follow me on the Twitters or wherever. But honestly, I'm not one to do that with people around me. I'm not a very subtle person. I'm pretty blunt. So I'm just going to put this out there. I need to push my social media in order to get credentials to certain events. Some events are totally cool with how many followers I have, how many listeners I have, how many subscribers, and so on and so forth. Other events, the larger events that I'm trying to get into, namely now Denver Comic Con and Salt Lake, I've never officially been media at Salt Lake, so the sooner I can do that, the better. But in order to get it, it's not even necessarily get more interviews, it's get better interviews. To get proper media credentials, I need to be pushing social medias, because as it stands, I have a good number of listeners. Thank you extraordinarily much to the guys over at Nerdy Legion, Martin and Co. I am super thankful for the opportunity that you have given me in order to be a part of that platform. So thank you to those guys very much. They have definitely helped out the listenership, but now we need the interactions. I understand I am not the best at the social medias, but follow me. I am definitely getting better at being interactive on social media. So on Twitter, it's @generally_nerdy. On Instagram, it's @generally_nerdy, all one word. And on Facebook, it's @generally_nerdy or generally_nerdy_photo or generally_nerdy_gaming. One of those, any one of those, preferably the regular nerdy or the nerdy gaming, because I have a decent following on nerdy gaming now too. So definitely check out all of the socials. Please subscribe or follow, however the vocabulary works on whichever outlet you're going to, and become part of the conversation with me, because honestly, that's going to help the content at this point in the game. That's going to help the content the most. All you have to do is subscribe. All you have to do is follow. Whatever it is, it's a button click or a screen press away. And honestly, I would love the interaction. If you don't feel comfortable interacting, if you are just a lurker, and that is the way you do the social medias, 100% understand, 100% know where you're coming from. I'm requesting that follow. Anyway, shameless plug, whatever self-whoring you want to call it, out of the way. Let's talk about the news, shall we? TV streaming, it is what it is, I guess. So we're going to start off, both of our follow-ups today have to do with the Witcher franchise. The first one is The Witcher Season 2. So this one's kind of a correction at first, because I rewatched the episode after I posted it, and I realized that I was not 100% pronouncing Michelle Yeoh's name correctly. I was saying Michelle O, or at least it sounded like I was saying Michelle O. It is not O, it's Yo, I'm a dummy and I apologize. But the actual new follow-up is another casting announcement, and that is Sophia Brown has been cast as Isla, I think is how you would say that, replacing Jodie Turner-Smith, who, if you remember, had to leave the project because of scheduling conflicts. So now they can presumably move forward with production. Our other Witcher update comes from WitcherCon directly, which is happening right now as I speak to you. So I literally just got this like 20 minutes ago before I started filming. But WitcherCon has given us the season 2 announcement for the Netflix live action series, and it will be coming out December 17th officially. So there you go, nerds. So our only other bits for this episode for TV streaming are trailers, and one of them is kind of gigantic. The What If trailer for the next Marvel series is going to be obviously What If. The animated series has hit the internet and it's kind of broken everything. All the speculation, all the comic skaters are trying to pick it apart and show how horrible it's going to be. All of the hardcore fanboys are trying to pick it apart, showing you how amazing it's going to be. I haven't watched it in its entirety, but I have seen bits and clips because I was careless while doing my research. And it kind of looks like what it's exactly supposed to be. Nothing extraordinary, nothing that you're going to necessarily write home about, but pretty solid content regardless. So nothing to complain about, but also nothing to praise. Looks interesting. Definitely going to be fun to put forward some what if scenarios that we can maybe talk about here on the show. But I don't think people fully understand what this is going to be. It's in the freaking title, folks. What if? This is not going to factor into... Yes, I realize the multiverse is a thing. And yes, I realize there is a slim possibility. This is a rumor that we're going to be squashing right here, right now. This will not factor into the main MCU storyline at all. There may be passing references. There may, if this season does super well, when we get the second season, maybe they'll change their game plan. But as of season one, the What If series is not going to affect the mainline MCU whatsoever. Just so you know, they've kind of said that in no uncertain terms. That could change again with season 2. We will definitely be keeping tabs. But you can find the trailer if you follow the link in the show notes. Our other trailer that we're talking about is a Stephen King related trailer, a new series on Epics, which will be coming out August. The What If season premieres August 11th. So there you go. August 22nd is going to be the new Stephen King series on Epics. It's called Chapelwaite. This is the live action series based on the Salem's Lot book. Interesting. I'm down for some vampires. That's all we really have, though. Again, links to those trailers down in the show notes, and we're moving on. So we have movie section, and I was impressed with the movie section because it seems like everything's in production, so there's not a whole lot of updates, but we got some. So first up, we have the follow-ups. We're talking about Tomorrow War. Tomorrow War, the inevitable sequel, has officially been greenlit, so Tomorrow War 2 will happen. They are very early in that process. It doesn't even sound like they 100% have a script. They just kind of sort of have a direction, so we will be keeping tabs on that as we get closer to it. Our next one is another announcement of a release, and that is Red Notice. We've talked about this once before. It's Deadpool, Wonder Woman, and Black Adam are doing a movie together. That's right. Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, and The Rock. Very intrigued by this one because that's just a weird combination of actors outside of a comic book movie. So I want to see what's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to be the best movie ever by any means, but definitely intrigued. So the announcement here, though, is the release date is November 12th. So put that on your calendars if you're a big Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, or Rock fan. And then Scream is our other follow-up. The movie, the reboot movie, the continuation, reboot, whatever, remake, has officially been completed. We're about 6 months out before we get to the release date, which is in January of next year. And yeah, that's so let's see what the hype machine does for our level of excitement, because right now it's fair to lower than Midland, because I'm not a big fan of remake culture. Either way, that's where we are with the follow-ups. Let's move into trailers. We got a new Dune trailer. It is one of the international releases in, I believe this is Japanese. If it's not, if it's a different Asian language, I apologize. And I don't know the proper terminology, whatever. So we got a whole ton of new footage, so definitely worth a watch. This is an exciting trailer. Not doing a reaction to this one because my excitement was honestly higher than the Mortal Kombat trailer. And that's how freaking excited I am about the Dune movie. But that's the only trailer we have. And then we're going to talk briefly about Amazon. Amazon has been, and this one I guess I probably could have put in the last episode because that's when they started making these announcements, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Amazon is securing the broadcasting rights for a lot of things these days. They just made the announcement that they are going to be one of the two, because Peacock also is getting in on this. One, or was it Peacock or Paramount? I can't remember. Peacock, yeah, sorry. Didn't look at the notes. So Peacock is going to be where the Universal movies launch when they hit streaming, but Amazon is going to share streaming rights with Peacock, so they will kind of bounce back and forth between the two. So that's pretty big in and of itself. But then, if you get into the nerdier side of things, being anime, Evangelion is going to be exclusive in America, exclusive to Amazon Prime. The new movie that is blowing up the charts right now is going to release in the States on Amazon Prime, and every other Evangelion animated property is going to be moving over to Amazon. That is gigantic. This is part of their push to get more Asian subscribers. That is part of the release. So if that is an insensitive term now, I'm just reading what the official Amazon marketing says, because they have announced something in the neighborhood of 40 new IPs that they are securing in order, anime and otherwise, in order for this marketing push. So pretty freaking cool. Going to be keeping our eyes on the Amazon, on the anime side of Amazon. Whoo, that's a lot of A's. But that is all we have for the movie section. Now we are into the rumor mill. Rumor mill is short-ish, but it's never stopped me from talking before. So let's jump right in. We have no confirmations or refutations. We do, though, have two rumors, kind of building on rumors that we've talked about before. Daredevil, once again, back in the rumor mill. Now we have more rumors saying that Charlie Cox will come back to the MCU, but it is going to be after a character redesign, or a visual redesign for the costume specifically. Maybe this is Feige flexing those muscles of, no, we can't have anything in my universe that wasn't approved by me directly. If it was made by somebody else, it doesn't exist and I don't care. It sounds like this is kind of him bending a little bit to fan whim, if this rumor is correct. And also, this rumor goes on to say that he will be in both Spider-Man and She-Hulk, because that is kind of the way the MCU is starting to work these days. Though there was other rumors saying that Feige was not going to be signing multi-movie deals with actors anymore. I didn't really get into that one because that deserves a little bit more research than I had time for, considering everything else. So the other rumor here kind of goes in the face of the first rumor, at least the second half of the first rumor, saying that no, in fact, Charlie Cox will only be in Spider-Man and will not be making an appearance anywhere else. This is his one shot in the MCU, if you will. All right, so we got to kind of take a look at this in a couple of different breakdowns. So first, if Charlie Cox is coming back to that role of Daredevil, Yes, 100%. Well, I will never put anything at 100% unless I have some sort of great feeling about it. But that's like 90%. They're going to redesign the character. Of course, I would be very surprised if they didn't. But that is rumor based on rumor. So as high as we can actually go is 50%. And I'm hitting that 50% hard. Second rumor here is that he's going to be in both She-Hulk and Spider-Man No Way Home. If you're going to bring in this character that the fans have foamed at the mouth for 3 years at this point, even longer if you consider that they wanted this character to join the MCU proper when it was still on Netflix proper. That rumor, I think, is the most plausible here because it's not based on other rumors necessarily. It's just these are where he's going. I'm going to put that at about 70% because the sources are not the greatest, but like it only makes freaking sense. If you're going to bring him in at all, bring him in proper, which would be She-Hulk and Spider-Man, and then make him like a fixture in those areas for a while, right? The third part of this is saying that only Spider-Man, he's only coming to Spider-Man because he's going to be Peter Parker's attorney, and that's the only time we're going to see Charlie Cox as Daredevil in the MCU. No, that one, I think, is the least likely of all of this because that's just silly. That's a waste of a character. I understand Feige has different plans, you know, white males and whatnot, but that's a lot of hype and a lot of fan service to just put the kibosh on it real quick, to chop it off at the knees. Like that just doesn't, I don't buy that. So likelihood that he's only going to be in Spider-Man if he comes into the MCU at all, 20%. And I feel like that's too high. So there we go. Our next rumor has to do with the DC Extended Universe, so the movies. Batgirl, we kind of have a twofold rumor here. One of them we've already heard in that Batgirl, the movie that we know is in production, is in early stages of production still, is going to be a one-off, much like the Joker. It's going to exist in a vacuum in its own little universe. So that is the first rumor. This is a rumor we've discussed before. Don't really feel like we need to discuss it again because, I mean, DC is DC, so it is what it is. But we had to, it's coming from a new source, so that's why we're bringing it up again. But also we kind of had to do a little bit of a refresher because it's been a while since we talked about this in order to talk about the second half of this rumor, and that is that they're going to be recasting the role of Commissioner Gordon. This is rumor dependent on rumor. So if it does exist in a vacuum, then 100%. I believe they would be recasting Gordon because like, it's not the same. It's not JK. It's not, Jeffrey, Wright. It's its own thing. So they would need a new actor. But it's rumor based on rumor, so 50% because we're also hitting that 50% very, very hard. Our final piece of rumor comes from the music section, which is not one that we get rumors from very often. I believe the last rumor we had was actually confirmed because Mudvayne did come back. They're not working on new music yet, but this rumor is Spotify is going to be getting in on live concert events. So ticketed events. They're going to be hosting. I don't know if it's going to be in conjunction with a ticketing partner like Ticketmaster, so on and so forth, Ticketfly, Ticketweb, whatever. But the rumor says that they're going to be doing ticketed events. They have kind of dabbled in this a little bit. I don't believe they were the ones running the tickets, but they did do during quarantine. They did do a number, I think it was two in-person with vaccine things, and then they did a couple of live stream special event ticketed events, and they paid off pretty well. This is the rumor goes on to say that this is Spotify testing the waters in order to help bands put on more successful shows as a means of making up for the fact that they don't really pay bands super well, which is a whole other conversation that a lot of people just really don't understand how the music industry works, and we're not going to get into that. But rumor that Spotify is getting in on ticketed events, 90%. There is again, would be very surprised if this is not the way things are going, because we already have seen the things that they're doing, and they're just going to continue trying to make money and continue trying to make themselves look better in the eyes of the people who pay for their service or subscribe to their service at the very least. So yeah, 90%, we're going to bump that up even higher. 95%, because again, super surprised if this doesn't actually happen. That is the end though of the rumor mill. And that is the end of the episode, nerds. So for a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to go a little bit deeper into the nerd news, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Again, doing that social media push, Generally Nerdy on the social medias. Look for the Nerdy Ninja. That is my logo. All of the things. I appreciate your faces. And we're just going to head out now. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining me, and we will see you next time.